Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to talk about Doctor Sleep. And this is the sequel to The Shining. It was a very well-known movie with Jack Nicholson. Again, this is a follow-up several years later, and then a direct sequel because this was also a book. It's directed by Mike Flanagan, Haunting on Hill House. He did Ouija Origin of Evil. Did you like that, James?
Yeah, that was actually pretty decent.
He did Oculus, he did Hush and Absentia.
Okay, I liked Oculus.
The writer of this is credited to Stephen King, but is also Mike Flanagan did the screenplay for it. Again, this was a book called Doctor Sleep. And it stars Ewan McGregor, Rebecca Ferguson, and Colleen Curran. And the synopsis is, years following the events of The Shining, a now adult Dan Torrance must protect a young girl with similar powers from a cult known as the True Knot, who prey on children with powers to remain immortal. What happens? You kind of have some vivid imagery, things that happen in The First Shining. So one of the big things in The Shining was this tracking shot. That's going back to all the film stuff. You have that same sequence playing out. It turns into it being about Ewan McGregor's character and him having interactions with people that were in the first Shining movie. Becomes an adult, kind of between like a slacker, I think.
Kind of alcoholic.
Yeah, so he's a slacker, he's an alcoholic. Then he goes to this other town and it's like Cliff Curtis. He takes him in because he's just kind of like a drifter at this point. And Cliff Curtis tries to help turn his life around. So he helps him get a place to stay, helps him try to get a job. He keeps having all these visions, and that's kind of what leads into the synopsis where he meets this girl, and there's this whole thing about this cult coming, finding also people that have powers. So, James, the connoisseur of horror, what did you think of Doctor Sleep?
I couldn't really get into it. I'm not saying it is a good movie or a bad movie, but I will say it is very slow-paced.
Very long.
Yeah. It's about, what, 2.5 hours?
Yeah. I mean, the original took place, and if you don't know about The Shining, let James go ahead and describe it to you.
Well, I would say The Shining,
I loved it.
I actually love The Shining. I have not read the books, but from a movie standpoint, I love The Shining. I know that Stephen King did not like the movie adaptation of The Shining, but that's because I think him and Stanley Kubrick had a little bit of beef because of that.
Yeah, Stanley Kubrick wasn't the easiest person to work with.
Visionary. He wanted something his way. He did it his way. It didn't really matter. He just did it. But he's very good at it. And the thing with The Shining was very atmospheric. There was a lot of precursors coming up. I mean, it was slow-paced as well. You were interested because of the subtle things that were going on. Like, you could slowly see Jack Nicholson's character going mad.
Jack Nicholson's character, he wound up in the hotel, starts seeing things go wrong with his family, turns crazy. So if you haven't seen the Simpsons episode, the
Horror Treehouse one.
Yeah, but that's kind of the gist of the movie.
That movie was pretty long and it was slow. A good pacing of slow. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's like, well, as you say,
things need to set the tone.
Right. It set the tone very well. This movie, I could not get into it. I tried because I just wanted to see what's the next chapter in The Shining. I couldn't get past 30 minutes. At that point, I was zoned out. I think I may have fell asleep. I mean, it was just not a well-paced movie. You mentioned the director earlier. The director has did some movies that I actually enjoyed. So I'm not sure what happened here. And the movie is probably, it may be good, but just to get through to the point that it starts getting good, that will probably seem like it will be a chore. It's just really slow.
Awfully
slow.
To follow up what James is saying, that this is a very plotting movie, and certain movies can take the slow route to get you to a point where you maybe bring the viewer into understanding the movie or understanding the character better. This one, I don't care. If someone told me that the sequel to The Shining, which, I mean, Shining came out like 70-something, like 79, 78, something. If you told me that it would be about the person's son being an alcoholic and that started off everything and it basically turns into the X-Men. You have the Magneto X-Men that wants to take the evil route, the positive route. You need to help all the people that have special powers. I'm like, okay. And if I didn't read the book, I don't care to read the book. I don't want to read the book because The Shining stands on his own. A lot of Stephen King's earlier works have been turned into movies. A lot of stuff that he's had, even like recently, has been turned into movies. But there's only a select
turned into works.
Yeah, but it's only a select few of those things that are good. So like It, The Shining, great movies. Secret Window, like what the heck was that movie? That one is terrible.
With Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
I didn't like it.
Wait, what was the name of it again?
Secret Window.
I'm a fan of Johnny Depp, so.
You're just waiting whatever event to take place, but then you keep having all these visions about things that happened in the first Shining movie. And plus, Ready Player One also did some playing around with that movie, which that doesn't even help this movie in particular. Because
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because even that, I think the one with the woman in the bathroom, I think those showed up in Ready Player One.
They did.
I don't have much to say about this movie other than I did not like it. It is not a well-directed movie. It is slow and it is boring.
Damn.
What score would you give this movie?
A 4. But that's not a good sign. It's like, I didn't really care. I didn't care.
Yeah.
That's not good because the characters that Stephen King created and that Stanley Kubrick put on the screen, you actually cared. In my opinion, I cared because I was like, what the hell is going on here? Why is he acting this way? What's up with these visions? What is going on? Now I'm just like, okay, you're an alcoholic, basically a bum. Yeah. Don't really care. I mean, they did do like little nod backs to the original. It's not the same.
I mean, again, Ready Player One paid homage to it. This one just tries to redo certain elements. Like, yeah, that tracking shot, kid on the bike. That was important during that time because it was difficult to do. This is like, all right, well, why are you redoing that? What is the purpose of it? And then finding people that look somewhat close, at least in the earlier part of the movie, to some of the characters in the first movie. We keep saying this week after week after week after week. Stop giving the sequels to movies that either one, stand on their own, or two, nobody's asking for. Don't need sequels. Don't want sequels. Not begging for a sequel.
Well, apparently Dr. Sleep is a pretty good book.
I understand that.
Quite sure it probably
is. I understand that. It does not need to be a movie.
No, I'm not going to say it doesn't need to be a movie, but if it needs to be a movie, you need to do it correctly.
Okay, so there we go.
You need to have the pacing right. And to me, for a person that loved The Shining, I was looking forward to this movie.
The premise sounded good. I mean, like, kids coming back, because the whole point about The Shining was that it was mostly about the boy, them trying to corrupt the boy, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And now he's growing up and shit's fucked up for him and he's now got purpose to save a girl who was like...
Well, there's like a whole thing in the beginning of the movie with him like waking up with... Was she like a prostitute? Steals her money. Okay. Like, what is the point of this?
So it's about damn near 3 hours?
It's almost 3 hours long.
It's 2.5 hours.
It's 2.5, man.
That's on my bucket list of life is to all the movies I like to read the novels and stuff. But
Chief is the bookworm of the Beast Game podcast, and this just wasn't a very good movie. So, because you gave this a 4, I'm going to give this.
It's not a contest, Barry. It's not a contest.
I hate to go to Donut Land.
No, don't say that. For a movie to be a 0, it has to have zero redeemable value. Like, you don't want anyone to see it.
I don't want anybody to see this movie because.
Oh, my God.
You can spend 2.5 hours in a better movie. And plus, another thing is that this is a horror movie, but it came out after Halloween. Can anybody explain that to me? It
came out the week after Halloween.
Yeah. So the thing is, again, there's classic movies that stand alone. Let's say you had Godfather and Godfather 2, and then all of a sudden, Godfather 3 comes out. This is how I feel about this movie. That's the Beast Game Podcast.